I thought it went well. Obviously, you want a different outcome, but I thought I handled some of the issues that were going on in the week well in the game. But obviously, I got to improve, and there's definitely a lot. The best thing about the film was I can see vividly where I need to improve. So just looking on building off of this week.
I mean, was All it right. everything you'd hoped it would be and more? I mean, yeah, at the end of the game, nobody was saying your name, which as a center is a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, yeah, it was exciting. It was exciting, the whole atmosphere. You know, I don't want to glorify it too much because, you know, the game didn't turn out the way we wanted to, but it was exciting, just the environment and everything. Was, you know, it was an honor to play with these guys, and I had a lot of fun. It was cool.
Does playing in a place like Seattle for your first game kind of help you going through the rest of the season, knowing you played in probably the hardest place to play in the NFL, and you did okay?
Yeah, it gives me a little bit of confidence, and I just got to build on that confidence every week. And you know, every place, every defense is good, you know, and that we're gonna face. You know, defenses will have their weak points, but I mean, we got the Jets and this week, and they have a great defensive line. You know, those two studs up there, but. You know, it gives me a little bit of confidence to move forward.
You talked a lot about you being in between sitting and laying and how they were there to help. Did you have to rely on them a lot or?
A couple of the times I know specifically in the game when I had my head between my legs looking at Aaron for the signal, and they were making some of the calls and making some of the adjustments. So that was a huge help that, you know, you got two guys, two veterans beside you that are able to do that. And I know I missed one of the calls in the game that I didn't miss it because Josh was already on that page, and he was able to make the correct call, and then I just kind of relayed it to everybody. So I know that without those guys, and especially the preparation in the week, and that's where it really counted and really made the difference.
Biggest difference between college and NFL after one game?
Everybody talks about it, but the speed, you know, it was just crazy. And just everybody's, you know, obviously the speed, everybody's, you know, 40 times are all maximized or whatever, but everybody's flying around, and you got to be on your mental game, and there's no real room for mental error. And they put an, obviously the coaching staff puts a huge emphasis on that, but it's evident in the game that if you're in the wrong spot, there's no room to correct it, really.
We saw Rodgers get a little ticked off there that third time out or whatever. But obviously that's the heat of the game. What was the feedback after the game?
You know, Aaron got on me right at the time of the event, but after the game he just kind of, you know, he said, you did well for your first start. And so there was obviously nothing. He's not bitter about it, and neither am I. And, you know, it was just a little communication error, but it was no big deal.
Before the game, Bruce Irvin said he was going to pray for you. Well, how did you take that?
You know, at the time when I first read it, I was sitting in my hotel, and it kind of got me aggravated that I had just begun, like, gotten past the anxiety of everything, and I felt comfortable and confident going into the game. And then I was like, man, these guys are after my head, you know? Like, I'm going to have, like, the best defense in the league after my head. And, you know, I had to get over it. It took me about a couple hours just to get over it. And but it's, in the game, I didn't really notice that they talked a whole bunch of smack or whatever, and I didn't notice that they, you know, were really singling me out. And then I noticed that there was a comment where he said, "My hat's off to him" or something. So, you know, I looks like I obviously have improved myself totally, but you know, I gained a little bit of respect out of those guys.
We can use extra prayers anyways, right?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody deserves to get prayed for.
What are those couple hours like, though, when you're a little worried?
Yeah, I had to call my girlfriend. I had to call her and talk to her, and she didn't really bring it up, but it just helped me. We didn't talk about it at all, but it just helped me to calm me down and everything. But it was intense there for a little bit.
Speaking
next
of
time that happens, how would you react? Just brush it off?
Oh yeah, just brush it off. They're just, that's just trying to get in my head, and they did for a little bit, but I brushed it off before the game, so it was good.
As a center, are you used to a lot of trash talking? Normally, they're talking about you know, the receivers or the
exactly,
quarterback.
Exactly. Yeah. So hardly ever have I heard trash talking in the interior. You know, because we're we're not most of the time huffing and puffing and trying to get back to the line of scrimmage, you know, for the next play. But all the receivers, they jaw and everything. But, yeah, I guess it was kind of different. You know?
Not that you lack for confidence, but what does one game like that mean to you? I mean, it's obviously a really good defense, a tough environment, and yeah. You handled yourself well.
You know, it's just a platform to build upon. Obviously, it means nothing going into this week. It's just a little proves to myself that I can do it and that I have room to improve and that I can improve, you know, in general. So.